So I would like to ask you about the deaths of your many friends that died of AIDS.
Okay.
What was the most difficult part of losing all of your friends?
Most difficult part of losing any of your friends is losing them, is that they're never going to be there again. If you have a friend, there's somebody who is there for you, who you spend time with, who you laugh with all of a sudden, or maybe not all of a sudden, but at some point they're gone.
Do you have any special memories with any of the specific people?
The toughest are probably Randy and Dennis and Paul. I've got 9 people here on a list. The next person I remember is this fellow named Dundee, who, again, I was at the time working at NBC, and there was a fellow named George who ran the shop, who later also died of AIDS. The thing about Dundee was that he was incredibly tall, had this incredibly thick gray hair and a goatee. He was striking, you noticed him. He went into the hospital. George kept visiting him, and George was telling us that he was getting better. And so a friend of mine and I went to go see him, and when we got there, he was in a hospital bed, but it was one of those ones that you can wheel around almost like a gurney. And he was so tall that he really couldn't fit in there. He was just scrunched up and he's completely unconscious. George had said that he had been better, so we were expecting to be able to go joke and chat with Dundee. We stayed for a little bit, kind of standing there, really not knowing what to do, because we'd never had an experience like this. And then went into work the next day and found out he had died that morning. We were hearing about AIDS, but it wasn't called AIDS. It was the gay cancer. Well, a lot of my best friends were gay men. All of a sudden, there was this thing that was striking gay men. And when they caught it, were dead within weeks. Do you remember thinking, please God, don't let it be Randy. Please God, don't let it be Dennis. Please God, don't let it be Paul. The difficult thing about it all was the helplessness and the hopelessness, because there was no cure. They would see somebody who was young and handsome and strong and healthy and watch them decay.
Right in front of your eyes.
Right in front of your eyes. Dennis, who I work with, his lover Wayne got it first. I remember one time going over there, and it's like all of a sudden, within a month, he looked like an 80-year-old man. And he was late 20s, maybe 30. Dennis was one of my very best friends and was a great boss and fun to work with. If they were still alive today, I'd still be in touch with them. I might still be working with them, but they would still be in my life. Randy and Paul were friends of mine from UC Berkeley, and Randy was about my height, about my build. We joked that we were basically the male and female versions of the same person, except that he had far more style. Randy did not have a regular cigarette. All my friends who smoked at the time had their brand that they smoked. And one morning, as he was buying the cigarettes, he realized that every morning, unconsciously, he bought his cigarettes to match his outfit. He was diagnosed, and it was kind of like, this is your worst fear. It's Randy. Randy's got AIDS. And my big thing was I didn't want to lose his laugh, because he had this funny little laugh. I would close my eyes and get quiet and call up his laugh. That was my way of feeling or knowing that I still had him. He died and I was not there. And it was just the remembrance of something. I have memories of him healthy. I could tell Randy anything. He was one of the boys, but he was one of the girls, you know? Yes, Dennis, I think about every single Christmas. Every year at Christmas time, we would pile in the car and go to this nursery out in Burbank that had really fabulous Christmas ornaments. And we would each go out there and spend $100 or more, you know, just to pop on Christmas ornaments. After Wayne died, he quit work and moved back to St. Louis, which is where he was from. Whenever Michael and I went back to St. Louis, we would see Dennis. He was a lot of fun, and he would still be my friend. And Lee, who was the designer, who was a hoot, would still be my friend. Randy would still be my friend. What you miss is seeing how these people would have grown up. What would they be doing now, and what could they have offered? And it would be nice to still have them around even to see Paul, Randy, Lee, Wayne, Dennis, Dundee, George, Steve, and Bobby.
Thank you for your time.